One of the fun things about our jobs at Just for Kicks is summer camp, and we bring kids and coaches together from all over the country to participate in our summer camp. So we thought we'd just tell you a few of the benefits of camp. So why should I send my child to dance camp? And there's so many. Why don't you start talking about staff?
We have staff from all over. We get staff from different teams, different states, and it's really great to see how inspiring they are to a lot of the high school dancers when they are at camp. A lot of these staff members are on college teams, so it's a great door opener to talk to the high school dancers about what college team is like and maybe have them become interested in moving on to college team. They also bring top-notch choreography to our company, which is something we are really proud of, and they do a really great job with formations and transitions and just making sure that those routines are up to par. They are also really great at making it super fun. A lot of our staff are, like I said, college dancers, and they're really great at just keeping the environment really light and fun, even though those kids are sore after a few days of dancing, but they still enjoy it the whole entire time.
It's awesome.
I also think with the staff, it's super cool for dancers, especially, you know, maybe from smaller communities or places where they haven't had a ton of training growing up, to get to take class from different people that they, right, you know, that they maybe haven't had the exposure. They've maybe had the same teachers since they were little. Mm-hmm. So this is just kind of, like she said, opening that door to a whole new world of different training.
And it's neat to see all the routines we have at our, we have so many per hour. The kids get to choose from, depending on which camp you're at. But if you're at the Minnesota camps, I bet there's over 20 choices.
20 to 25.
An hour for mm-hmm. the classes. So by the end, you know, there's a lot of choreography. So it's really neat. And we allow video at our show. So dancers who are maybe in three dances could film the whole show and come home with a lot of choreography to build off for their season.
It's also a great place to try a different style. We offer right. like, all different styles of dance. And so, like Allie kind of was saying, it's a great way to like get outside of your box in terms of styles you're comfortable with and like trying something new.
Because some schools never do hip-hop, or they never mm-hmm. do palm, or they don't do kick. It'd be a great way to try something different. Mm-hmm. So the other thing we do besides our regular classes is we have warm-ups every day. And Allie's a big one with the warm-ups. Tell mm-hmm. them a little bit about your warm-ups.
So we actually create what we call our camp warm-up that is, you know, normally between like 7 to 10 minutes. And it's a warm-up that does a little bit of strength, a little bit of stretching, and a little bit of cardio to get them warm. So it's something that they can then take back and use at practice. And it actually has the music and a voiceover that talks you through the whole thing, along with a booklet that demonstrates how to do it. And we go through and teach the whole thing to do it with correct technique. And it's really awesome. Like, I use all of them from our past years. I'm still using the ones from 2015.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we use them all the time so that every day at practice we can alternate. So this is something, again, you can bring back to your teams and use them as your warm-ups, and they're really great.
I love them because, you know, when you have the busy season going, some teams practice 3 days a week. Our team practices six. It's one thing that's just, okay, I can use 2015 today, 22 this day, 17 this day. Mm-hmm. And it varies our warm-up, and you know the kids are getting a great warm-up. And that is given to the coaches when they go to camp. It's a perk. Mm-hmm. And then they get to use it all year long, so or forever. We also have other things like kick Tabata and just different things we give our coaches. And special sessions are something the kids can take every day. They take it on day two and day three, and those are really cool because we have everything from orthopedic surgeon come in and talk about minimizing the potential for injuries and talking about what to do if you have this or that. Mm-hmm. We have a self-defense person come in and teach them self-defense.
That's always a favorite.
That's a favorite. And then we have how to choreograph, team building, strength. Mm-hmm.
Jazz, kick, palm technique, stretching, college-bound dancers, information on that.
Beginning technique, all mm-hmm. kinds of
ballet,
technique.
Ballet, yoga.
Oh, yeah, ballet and yoga, kick technique, everything. Mm-hmm. So that's something that they choose one on day two, and they choose another one on day three. And so that's neat. Another fun thing we do is we always bring in somebody, not always, but most years, we bring in somebody to inspire the kids. Like a couple years ago, we had a hypnotist, and now last year we had a motivational speaker. I think he's going to Iowa this year. And in Minnesota, we're having a guy named Rick Racier, and he's doing team team building with the kids, and it's a bunch of games and fun, but it always has a message with it. So that'll be neat.
The other thing that we do that's super fun is our contest night. This is probably my favorite night of camp.
And I think the kids.
Yeah, the kids love it. And I think, you know, whether they participate or they're just watching, because I know, especially if it's their first year, some don't want to participate, and that's okay. But you learn a lot from watching, and it's just cool to watch. So we do a kick contest, leap, turns, toe touches, and improv. And so, like, every team has two dancers from each team that can enter if you want. Or if you come as individuals, you can enter as well. And it's just really cool. And we eliminate every round, and then we get down to our finalists, and they're doing really crazy things. And it's super cool to watch. It's my favorite night.
It's so loud in the gym. You can't even, it's like a rock concert. It's so loud. Mm-hmm. Kids love it.
It's even fun to see kids from other teams cheer on other individuals from other teams. So just like that camaraderie within.
And that's something that you mentioned, that just getting to know other teams, you know, you're always competing during the year. In the off season, it's just neat to see teams play games together, work together, network. And also, one of the things Allie was mentioning earlier was about standing next to someone from a different team.
Yeah, I just think, you know, I was sitting at our show last year and was thinking, this is so cool, because there's nothing else out there like this, where you go to camp with your team or as an individual, and you are out on the floor with all these people that you compete with all year long, and watching these kids like work with each other and doing lifts with each other in their dances or hooking on during their kick sets. It's so cool seeing them become friends and like build that camaraderie. But I also feel like it pushes you when you're standing next to somebody that you aren't used to standing next to, because I always tell my dancers this, you know, we get comfortable in our own home situation. So you maybe don't push as hard as you do, you know, in those 4 days at camp when you're trying to be as strong as the person next to you, or you're trying to impress this teacher that's never had you before. It just pushes you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I love the saying, get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's kind of what camp does to you. It's a little overwhelming at first, but boy, does it make you grow as a dancer and as a person. It sets some new goals for you.
I would say our number one eval response is that people wish they would have come sooner, that they had so much fun. It's just 4 days, but it's like the best 4 days of the summer. So
hope to see you this summer.